You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. So while the theaters, concert halls, and other event venues are shut down, what are artists doing to cope? Well, the late Toni Morrison once said that when she was overwhelmed with the state of the country to the point that she couldn't write, a friend told her, in chaotic times, that is when artists go to work. From Broadway to the Bay Area, artists are shining on the virtual stage. KALW's Janae Darden reports.
Yeah. Now we there. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Back up. Back up. Get the back. Hold up all of that, talking like
on Wednesday evening in West Oakland, right around happy hour, artist Brother Bonk is dropping rhymes at an open mic. It's the Bay Area's first week of sheltering in place. Over 80 guests are there to see tonight's lineup. Actress and hip-hop artist Ryan Nicole is the host. Full disclosure, in the past, she's been an event planner for KALW.
You know, I just want to continue to just sprinkle out gratitude for everybody that's in the room, that's everybody that's coming to share all different kinds of art forms, be it poetry, music, song, prayer, whatever, dance, I don't care. Just
this is the quarantine virtual open mic, and the venue is Ryan's home. She's dressed comfy yet cool. Her large hoop earrings sparkle as she introduces the next act while sipping on a quarantini out of a martini glass.
All right, well, Renee, give us some love, and then I'll let you guys know who's up next. Just be ready. All right, people?
Love, I am pure love. What goes through my veins is love. And you are love, too.
People are joining in from the Bay, Southern California, even Mexico. They're watching the show on a video conferencing app and posting comments in the chat bar.
Beautifully done. I love it. I love it.
Ryan was cast as an understudy for the lead role in the ACT, or American Conservatory Theater's production of Toni Stone, about the first woman to play big league baseball. The theater shut down Toni Stone at the end of opening night due to the coronavirus.
And I was depressed. I was really upset about it.
After a few days, she pulled herself together knowing other artists will soon take a hit too. So she partnered with her friend DJ Champagne and turned to a special source for upliftment, the community.
Like, I need to gather. I need to connect. I need to feel the pulse of the people and know that I'm not isolated in my emotions.
Ryan Nicole is like many artists of various mediums in the Bay Area and around the country who are using technology to bring their craft to audiences while sheltering in place. They're hosting live streaming concerts, leading dance classes, giving virtual tours of museums. Did you hear about the huge D Nice house party on Instagram? Stocks for the video conference app Zoom have soared. Artists are logging on to create and reach out to people during this crisis, but also to survive. Like the ACT Theater, which canceled their shows Gloria and Toni Stone, they've decided to bring the Playhouse to your house.
Before we closed those productions, we made recordings of each of them.
That's Jennifer Bilstein, ACT's executive director. Current ticket holders can watch the show online, and they're also selling virtual tickets to others who are stuck at home and missing the theater experience.
I think because people are cooped up in their homes right now, they really want and need something to do. And for people for whom the live performing arts are important to them, this is just what the doctor ordered in a way.
Jennifer says recording archival videos of plays is common in theater. They don't normally charge people to watch them, but exceptions are made in a pandemic. Jennifer says so far they've sold hundreds of additional tickets to the virtual production. I ask her how will this help them financially.
It costs much more to produce a show than we ever generate in ticket sales because we strive to keep our prices accessible to the community at large. So this will help us make back a little bit of money that we're losing, but it will be very modest.
Until we get back to our normal daily lives, will ACT stream other archival recordings?
So we don't have the permission from all of the creators of the work that we've done before to share it. So it's certainly something worth exploring. And I know some theaters are exploring that across the country. But right now, it's not an easy, immediate thing that theaters can do.
What can artists do to weaken the blow of this crisis? That's a question stressing many who are out of work. Choreographer Sean Dorsey is helping people to calm down and take deep breaths on his YouTube channel.
Inhaling. Inhale.
Sean is the founder of Fresh Meat Productions in San Francisco. He hosts performances and programs that support trans and gender nonconforming artists. He canceled his spring season of live events, but he's helping his employees to breathe a little easier at the moment.
So the first thing was reaching out to folks, asking how people were doing, and saying, we are going to pay you in full regardless of all of these things being canceled or converted to be online. Our response to the virus right now has to reflect our core values, which for us are racial justice and trans justice and disability justice. Most of these folks are gig workers, so it's, you know, contract to contract. It's living on very little income.
Some artists have a donate button on their pages or Venmo info for viewers to make contributions. Sean and his team are planning to convert their live events and workshops online and offer them for free.
We are definitely being financially impacted by the virus. We're going to lose 100% of our box office for this fiscal year. And it's still more important to us that we offer wellness resources to our communities who really need them right now.
For now, he's using tech to help his artists stay in touch and work on their craft as they try to figure things out during this shakeup.
I'm sending my dancers writing prompts to have them reflect and respond to some of the ideas in the new work. We're committed to staying connected to the project and the creative process.
One thing every artist in this story mentions is how this shift is increasing access. People who can't attend shows for health and disability reasons or because of family commitments can take in artists through their devices. And this is all building individual artists' platforms. Back in West Oakland, Ryan Nicole's quarantini glass is empty, and her virtual open mic is winding down. She reminds people of the artist's financial resources she posted on the Facebook invite. Then she places a Negro League ball cap over her curly hair and transforms into the character she rehearsed for months, Toni Stone.
Yesterday, really just yesterday, I'm doing circles with my arm, just trying to make it warm and loose. And I throw the ball and it's gone and I miss it. And it feel like the same. Like what this is what the boys are to this girl, this pretty girl. I'm sorry.
Ryan says performing her monologue on the virtual stage is redeeming. She's going to continue shining the spotlight on artists online every Wednesday during this ordeal and possibly after. In the cybersphere, for Cross Currents, I'm Janae Darden.
That was KALW's Janae Darden. You can hang out at Ryan Nicole's quarantine virtual open mic. It's tonight at 6 p.m. For more details about that event and more arts events like ACT Theater's online broadcasts and dancer Sean Dorsey, go to KALW.org.